USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The biggest race of national interest on Election Day 2021 was the Virginia gubernatorial election, and many news outlets, including NBC News and CBS, are projecting Republican Glenn Youngkin is going to defeat the Democrat Terry McAuliffe to become the next Virginia governor. Youngkin had been behind for months, but tightened the race with just a few weeks left. To New Jersey, where Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver says, as the race to be New Jersey's next governor remains up in the air, that every vote will be counted.
We have been overwhelmed with those that have just come in today and had to cast their provisionals.
We do have a winner in Major League Baseball's Fall Classic, as the Atlanta Braves are the world champs. And this is USA Radio.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Projections indicate that the city of Boston will have its first ever woman or person of color being elected mayor there, as Michelle Wu is being projected the winner over Anissa Asabi George by several news outlets. She seems to be leading by a wide margin, and about an hour ago, Asabi George did concede the race. The progressive Democrat Wu wants to do things like make train service in Boston free and lift the ban on rent control in that city. Two families that were suing over unauthorized photos of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash scene being shared are agreeing to settle for $2.5 million. Matthew Mauser will get half of that settlement. JJ and Alexis Altobelli get the other half. Mauser's wife and Altobelli's mother, father, and sister were killed in that crash that claimed the life of the NBA superstar, as well as those of Bryant's daughter and three other people.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
We told you earlier that Eric Adams has been projected the winner of the New York City mayoral race, and in Boston, there's a projection as well. It appears the first ever woman or person of color will be elected the mayor there, as Michelle Wu is leading Anissa Asabi George by a wide margin. Asabi George has just conceded the race. The progressive Democrat Wu wants to make train service free in the city, and she wants to lift a ban on rent control in Boston. Wu's parents immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan. If you're the one who buys the turkey for your family's Thanksgiving dinner, you've noticed perhaps in the past that turkey prices were never very high at this time of year, and supply of the birds was plentiful. This year, that might not be the case.
There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in costs this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving. So it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.